Hi, this is Christina from Lacuna Coil, and you're listening to Tangra Mega Rock, the only rock station in Bulgaria. So horns up and enjoy. So horns up and enjoy. Horns up and enjoy. Horns up and enjoy.
И така, след толкова години контакти с Lacuna Coil, сега в нашето студио са Кристина Скабия и Андреа Феро. Hey, hello boys and girls, girls and boys, ladies and gentlemen.
Hello.
How are you?
We're good, we're good, we're ready to rock.
Yeah, I know. This is actually, I can't believe that this is actually the first time ever that you play in Bulgaria. How come you never played so far?
I don't know. It's not really up to us because we get a lot of messages from fans like, why don't you play here or there? It's not really up to the band. I mean, we would play everywhere in every single territory, but it's really about like management, talking with promoters, and then you have to find out if in the period you're requested in a territory, you might be playing somewhere else in the world. And of course, you know, we cannot be so fast to play in Australia and then the day after being in Bulgaria. Yeah. And then,
well, we never play a lot in the East in general, in Eastern Europe. We just started last year with Romania, and this year we're doing Czech Republic and Bulgaria and Turkey and a lot of new places for us.
Въпросът беше, за първи път не мога да повярвам, от толкова много време сте в България. Защо всъщност ви отне толкова много време да дойдете до тук? Ние, между другото, отдавна искаме, но не зависи от нас. Наистина получаваме много съобщения от много ферове в целия свят, защо не дойдете да свирите при нас. Но ние какво да направим? Освен това, човек не може да се мести много бързо, не можем днес да сме в Австралия, след това да дойдем тук. Андрея добави, че всъщност те не са свирили по принцип до този момент много в Източна Европа. Миналата година са свирили в Румъния, Чехия, сега вече са и в България. All right, so you were right, basically, when we did this interview on the radio through telephone, like in the first days of the new year, you were saying us that Christina's American accent is getting stronger and stronger. What is the explanation? He said you're living with an American person. Is it the reason?
No, I'm not living with an American person, but I'm definitely there pretty often. And my boyfriend is American, so I get to speak English every day. And then I'm a sort of a parrot. I'm really able to get the accent of all the different languages.
And that's why you're a good singer, because this is part of the stuff. Той в интервюто, което направихме по телефона за радиото преди известно време, в началото на годината, каза, че наистина акцентът на английски на Кристина става все по-силен и все по-силен от американска гледна точка. Тя каза, не, аз всъщност не живея с американец, но гаджето ми е американец и освен това съм папагал, който веднага поема звуците. Papagal is parrot.
Papagallo in Italian.
Really, yeah, all right. So, since my sister lives in Modena, and they have been in very shaky times this last couple of weeks, and I do remember that we did one interview with you, Christina, on the telephone again, some years ago. It was this big earthquake in Aquila.
Aquila,
yeah?
Yeah.
And now again it's shaky. Do you have relatives that got scared by the earth shaking?
Not relatives, but we have friends. And now, you know, it's easy to get in touch with the people that has been touched by the earthquake.
That's
by
good, yeah?
Twitter or Facebook or by mail. So we're constantly in touch and we're seeing how things are going there. But we felt it. I mean, we were in Milano and we felt like two big earthquakes.
Yeah, it's
like,
quite close to... this is actually quite close to
it's
Modena,
like,
and
3
Verona.
Hours, 3 yeah. 3 and a half. It's not too far, but we felt it. So if we felt it in Milano, which is not a seismic zone, I can imagine how was it there.
Говорим за потресенията в Модена, в Болония. Те са били в Милано и са го усетили. We're talking about earthquakes basically, not because we're full of compassion to people. But because this is a metal festival, so we believe that the real earthquake is gonna be tonight.
It'll be a good one, at least.
Yeah. Говорим за земетресение не защото сме изпълнени само с съчувствие към хора, които се страхуват от това, но и защото големите земетресения ще бъдат днес тук на този фестивал. Това ще бъдат обаче положителни такива. Is it like a problem for a band that came to your status and that had sold more than 2 million albums to play at daylight? Or Italians love daylight, love the sun?
We do love daylight, but in general we play so many different kind of situations that we're used to everything. You know, some places you play late night, headline, some places you start like here. It's the first time we come here, so it's already an honor to be here. And we don't really care where we are in the set list as long as we can have the chance to play for the people, you know. Of course, it's a little better if it's not like super warm and with the sun. in your head. But
obviously, if you play during the night when it's dark, you can use lights and you can add something more visually. But as soon as we paid our dues and we've been around for quite a while, we played in every kind of situation, small stages, big stages, daylight, during the night. We played at 3 a.m. in Spain in a festival, you know, after a lot of bands played before us. And we were tired, and we made it anyway. It's all about fun. It's all about rock and roll.
And the crowd was full of drunk people, right?
It was actually awesome because they were like dancing, headbanging. They were moving. It was a great experience, actually.
Yeah, I mean, the festival means a fiesta, so this is what it's all about. Въпросът беше, дали се притеснявате от това, че ще свирите всъщност на дневна светлина? Андрея започна с това. Не, всъщност ние свирим навсякъде. Не ни притеснява този факт. Кристина добави, всъщност ние сме свирили наистина на страшно много ситуации в различни малки клубове, големи фестивали. Е, наистина по-хубаво е, когато е тъмно и можеш да направиш по-голямо шоу. Но веднъж свирихме в Испания в 3 часа сутринта след полурощ. Аз казах и всички хора в публиката бяха пияни. Тя каза, не, всъщност беше фантастично. Are you gonna stay for tomorrow to watch Slayer and the other bands?
No, we're gonna be leaving tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're leaving in the afternoon because we need to be back in Milan and Monday we have other stuff to do.
Okay, what stuff? I mean,
no,
if it's not personal.
Not personal.
Okay. Няма да остарат утре, за да гледат Slayer и другите групи, защото всъщност утре трябва да летят обратно, тъй като в понеделник трябва да бъдат в Милано. Нещата, които ще ги държат заети, са всъщност лични, не са от музикална гледна точка. I'm sure that you had the chance to meet this lady, Mariangela, who's Italian. She said, basically, because she was here a couple of minutes ago, saying that, yeah, I met, it was a big pleasure to me to meet the Italian guys of Lacuna Coil. They were so nice and so sweet, because she's in a different situation than you. She is in the middle of a cold Norwegian band, in
yes.
a way. It turned out the bass player for Symphony X has Italian roots as well. La Ponte, his name. So is it like the Italian mafia is everywhere?
Pretty much. Actually, yeah, we met Mariangela, we met some other guys from Tristania and guys from Symphony X yesterday night because we're in the same hotel.
Yeah.
So we got to semi-party yesterday because we had dinner pretty early and then, you know, there was a lot of beer going on. So by midnight, there was a lot of craziness over there, and it was a great night.
Вчера са се запознали в хотела и с Symphony X, и с Tristaria, и изкарали са си добре. Полупарти направихме, защото всъщност бяхме станали много радо. The thing that I wanted to ask you is that, because she's quite a new, I wouldn't say wannabe, but she's fresher in the metal world than you are. You have much more experience than she has. And I do remember that stuff that you did with Megadeth, like A Tout Le Monde, A Tous Mes Amis, Je Vous Aime, Je Vous Aime Partir. Are you planning to do other stuff like this, like guesting on other people's albums?
And, I get requests, but I only want to do something like that only when I'm really interested in the project or when I like the band I'm working with. Because I think it doesn't really make sense to work with everybody. Not because of a question of like ego or anything like that, but because I really value music and I really value my singing. So I really want to do something that I'm really interested in because it's art to me. So for now, there's nothing planned. If something interesting will come up. Actually, there was something pretty interesting I was talking with I was talking about with Randy from Lamb of God. Because he was thinking about a weird futuristic project, but I don't know if it will happen because sometimes you talk with other artists but then the project never really comes true because of lack of time or
Предвид факта, спомнихме си това участие на Кристина като гост вокалист в онази нова версия на онова парче Tout Le Monde на Megadeth. Дали всъщност планира нещо такова да гостува? Тя каза, аз при някой друг, Кристина каза, аз наистина получавам много такива покари, но всъщност за мен е важно да участваш в такъв проект, когато се чувстваш наистина ангажиран, когато ти харесва групата и музиката. Не защото съм дръпната кифла, а защото всъщност по-важна е музиката, разбира се. Тя е най-важна. С Ренди от Lamb of God говорихме за един супер такъв странен футуристичен проект, но не знам дали ще стане, защото няма значение всъщност. Anyway, so last two things to do is I told you about the guitar that we have, my 7-year-old son Alexander. So who's gonna try it? I mean, is it you, Andrea, who will.
I mean, we're not guitar players. So
I know.
We never really
believe
play
me,
a lot of guitars. But
believe me, my son neither. So it's like, was it Smoke on the Water on the the House
probably,
of the Rising
I think
Sun?
It was like Metallica, maybe,
yeah,
but I don't remember.
Nothing else matter.
Yeah,
I
don't show
remember
us.
Remember now, but it was like something like.
I was like. Da, na, na.
Oh, sorry, very small guitar.
Yeah, ukulele.
Sorry.
So close, no matter how far.
There is a reason why we sing.
Yeah.
No, it's really, I need a peak, but.
Anyway. All right. Thank you very much. I'm really glad to finally have the occasion and chance to see you guys face to face. Wish you a great show, and I'm sure that this is the first, but not the last one. And enjoy your stay in this bloody country and survive the sun. Could you finally do us another station ID? We just play that one that you did for us like 6 years ago, and you said keep your horns high or something like
horns
this. It's Tangra Mega Rock. So if you could do it once again, but well, say a different thing if you feel like.
What's up, everybody? This is Christina.
And I'm Andrea from Lacuna Coil.
And you're listening to the magic and rock and roll Tangra Mega Rock.
Thank you. Indeed. And what should I play? I will play My Spirit, dedicated to the late, great Peter Steele. Thank you.